This is the backroom bar behind the Hard Rock Cafe in London. Hundreds turned out for the Union Jacks fan club party Saturday night after the NFL fan rally at Trafalgar Square. The roar of the Jaguars made an appearance as well, and Jags fans from all over the UK and Europe prepped for Sunday's game at Wembley. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen, JP Shadwick with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. We're back, of course, at Everbank Field in our studio right on Inside the Jaguars. But we're looking back on some of these highlights from the trip, John. And Saturday night's event just behind the Hard Rock is one of those highlights.
Well, and you always knew, I knew from emails that we had fans in Europe. But what a chance it was to get a chance to get to know those people, to get a chance to talk to them. And you really got a feeling that there's a real passion for the Jaguars in Europe.
It was back to business today for this team. They were in the building today, had some meetings. Locker room was open to the media. Gus Bradley spoke to the media, too, and had the feel that this is a pretty good time for a bye week.
Well, it is, and you really got a feeling talking to players how difficult it would be to have to play a game on Sunday. They'd be exhausted. The legs would have trouble coming back. Even getting back to practicing on Wednesday would be difficult. It's a good thing there's no game on Sunday.
The team is 0-8 at the break, and of course the bye week is always used to reevaluate some things, maybe in personnel, maybe in organization. That begins now, right?
It begins now, and begins somewhat with a personnel meeting tonight. It's not so much about depth chart changes or about who starts or about who gets traded or whatever all that is. It's more about taking a look at the roster, going in deep, and figuring out where they are coming out to start after the bye.
You mentioned the personnel meetings tonight. The players are off for four consecutive days. That's a league mandate, the league rule during the bye week. But back to that meeting today. Mm-hmm. What goes into a personnel meeting on a bye week?
Well, you come in and you sort of go over the roster with a fine-tooth comb. And you figure out where you are. You figure out how guys can get better, at what positions they sort of have to bring in other guys and start looking at guys outside the team. It's really just a chance to do something you wouldn't be able to do during a normal game week because you don't have time with the coaches able to meet with personnel staff. It's a chance to just look at the roster overall.
Okay, John, what's next? The bye week's here. It's Tuesday of the bye week. The Jags don't play again until Sunday after this upcoming Sunday.
Well, I know I'm going to rest. You're going to rest. And it's a chance for the players to get a chance to rest. I think they know they need to go and they need to come back on Monday and look at the rest of this regular season with a chance to do what Gus Bradley wants them to do, continue to improve and continue to progress.
And no rest for the road weary. After the break, three of the next four games are road games for the Jaguars. And that'll do it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.